ZRK, KR4ACR.
CR, N4ZLK. Good morning, Terry.
It's afternoon almost. I just wondered if you were bored yet.
Good afternoon. Yes, see?
I just had to hang it up over in Spartanburg. He don't know what to do with himself now.
I haven't had a chance to even think about it yet. I've been kind of running. I'm actually headed out to Greer right now to get look at some porch posts, see what they have. We've been doing some work on the house over the last few months, and I got this ahead of me. A couple things like that, some trim work around the windows and other things like that.
Definitely too much light work.
I know. When you have to pay to actually do this, it's a privilege. It's not work.
Well, I guess I just let mine go, huh?
Myself, anyway.
The door replaced going into the basement a while back. I just couldn't believe what it cost. But, I mean, I don't know that I have the skill, but I did not have the time for sure.
And I'll see if I have the skill for this. I've done something similar. This shouldn't be too bad. I've done trimming and all that kind of stuff. I've actually set posts before, but I haven't replaced one that's already there, so that'll be interesting. I'll see if I can knock it out by myself.
Many years ago it's been, but the wife wanted the den painted, and I said, well, if I can buy a surround sound system, I believe I can paint that. So she agreed with that. That's the last time I painted.
To your painting skills?
And or desire, yeah.
Not the most fun part of anything like that. But I have done plenty of it.
In my other houses, but not so much in this one, except for this one den. So, anyway.
What sound system?
Well, actually, it was fine for a long time. Then the receiver part of it went out, and I just got a sound bar. I don't even use it now.
Sound bars do a really good job of, and they can emulate surround if it's programmed into the recording.
Well, we had basically an entertainment type center thing there at the time with a TV and that, and we got rid of that and got a TV to go on the wall, and I decided I could do that and hide all the wires and all that, so at that point we put in the sound bar. Still got those little speakers up in the corners, but hadn't used them.
Brackets for the security cameras.
Be a stalker now. I don't need no more cameras.
Cameras everywhere, and now it seems like.
Cameras at my daughter's house, and my house, and then another place that I really maintain their stuff for them because they don't know anything about it. But anyway, yeah, my daughter refers to me as a stalker.
Cameras on the outside for the wildlife. Just, I know that it's all around. I've seen evidence, and occasionally I'll catch a glimpse of some things, but I'd be curious as to what comes by regularly in the dark.
Chad, KO4NUE, that's at the deer camp, he talks about that on the cameras at night or whatever.
And there was a very fresh, still very warm rabbit, huge rabbit, laying in the front yard with a big chunk missing out of the back of his neck. And then I went back inside, came back out about 5 minutes later, and it was gone.
I have cameras, but I don't usually see wildlife at my house. But that's not to say it won't happen one day. I've seen a deer before in the front yard, but we live in a neighborhood, so you just wouldn't think it would be where it's at. But they dug up the farm across the street, and now we got all kinds of weird stuff.
In Traveler's Rest, a little neighborhood right off Main Street, right across from the high school. And in fact, he lives on the same street. You probably don't know him, but Ray, K4SUG, his wife still lives there. He was long time ham on this repeater, chairman of this repeater, and well known. But anyway, his neighbor sent him a picture, my son's neighbor sent him a picture of a big old bear in his backyard eating all his bird food.
Zero TR. Just headed down to a doctor appointment.
I was in the middle of a conversation with Terry, KR4ACR. I think he must have hit a button and changed his frequency or changed the VFO. How are you this morning?
He might have got a phone call, too. I heard him drop out, but he can jump back in anytime. Oh, it did a lot better. Yesterday, I woke up with AFib, and it wouldn't go away off and on, so I made a doctor's appointment, and now today it's just fine. Oh, we got to go there and stop by the bank on our way back. I think we might even go buy one of those $1 billion lottery tickets. That's where two fools met.
But that's usually the way it works. About the time you get ready to go to the doctor, it clears up. It's kind of like taking, well, my wife tells me something's wrong with the car. She says, it's making a noise, and I get it, and it doesn't do anything. And hello, Bernice, if she's in there. I just crossed Wade Hampton there. I think I'm on 14, right at the QT. Headed over here to Anderson Ridge Road.
QT is at Highway 101, actually. Right, Bernice? down at the other one is CVS, I think, on the corner, in a Walgreens or something like that. But at any rate, we might be heading right towards each other. I'm headed towards Lake Cunningham right now, Shane. How does it feel to be retired like us?
I'm 101. I don't come out this way much. I haven't had a chance to figure it out yet. I've been too busy.
Are you going south? That's down by Amy's house, our daughter.
Buncombe Road and Hood Road I just crossed. I don't know if you know where that is.
I know where you're going down there. Amy lives down there in the Mahaffey Plantation. It's south of 14 and Pelham, actually. But I got to watch this guy. He's turning in an odd place here. Oh, it's a beautiful day out. I've been out a little bit and gathered the eggs, and it makes me mad that the strength in my legs went away, but I'm slowly getting it back. Still a lot of swelling in that right leg, but it's getting better, so I'm getting around a little bit better, and I'm able to drive, and that's a blessing.
Scheme of things, your body just went through a lot, and it hasn't been that long, so you're very fortunate to be on the mend. That's a big operation, whether it's kind of like an everyday thing now, but it's still a big operation.
That right. My neighbor told me it'd be a tough one, and he's right. And the left side of my chest is still pretty darn sore. The right side don't seem to be. I don't know. Maybe that's because that lung was attached to the rib cage there, but the surgeon seemed to think that was an advantage because it pulled the lung out of the way when they went in there. I guess they popped you open pretty good with their Dremel tools.
I was back in there. Well, how are you feeling as far as, I don't know what your symptoms were before, but seems like if that blood is flowing better, you probably feel a little more refreshed, or at least like you're able to breathe better maybe, or just feel better altogether, other than the soreness.
In fact, I am, Shane. When I, there at the last, I'd walk out to the barn, which, you know, is not very far, maybe 20 yards. If it was very hot or very cold, let me see, we're going straight. Come up to a corner here and I'm talking, I forget what I'm doing. I'd have to take a nitroglycerin and put under my tongue. And I never even thought about nitroglycerin lately. You can feel the pressure build up in your chest. And if you feel that, it's like congestive heart failure, and you better go see a doctor.
I know it can creep up on you, though, especially if it comes gradually. You don't realize how bad you're feeling until you get it fixed. and then you realize how bad you were feeling.
They are. Well, you know, when I was in Kansas years ago, it'd be over 15 years now, I hadn't really noticed anything. And I went into work one day, and that plant was 19 acres. And I had to walk, probably two blocks to get back to the electric shop. And I could walk 10 feet, and I had to stop, maybe less than that. And I told Bernice when I got home, we got to check that out. And we started to walk around the block, and I could feel it build up. And we started to walk up a hill, which was very slight. And I had to stop. I said, no, we got a problem. And my ejection fraction was down to 15%, and it should be 55 to 65. So I'm very lucky, because they said maybe 1 to 5 years. And when he come out of this surgery this time, he said my ejection fraction had raised up to 50%, and it had been 30 to 39, so feel pretty darn lucky.
Big difference. And 4 is that okay? I don't know those symptoms yet. Hopefully I never will, but I used to watch my father-in-law struggle. I always felt bad for him. He had a rough time. He had a heart attack at 21 years of age. That's when they realized he had something. He was born with something, some kind of heart defect. He was carrying bags of concrete on a job. Was going up a flight of steps or a couple flights of steps with large bags of concrete. And realized he couldn't go anymore. And at that time, they did open heart surgery on him, and they kept him in the hospital for over a year, thinking that they needed to keep him in bed in order to heal. That was the early surgery. And they thought, they didn't know about getting you up and walking you around and all that time. So he had to relearn to walk when he was finally able to get out of the hospital.
That sounds terrible. Now, my mom had it done years ago. She's passed away now, but, you know, kids back then had rheumatic fever, and they might not have even known it. And I guess that was part of the problems with the heart, so maybe it could have been something like that, Shane. But Mom told me, she says, my legs hurt worse than my chest does. And she was, you know, when she had it done. But it was relatively new back then, probably in the 80s. And she's right. My legs hurt more than my chest does. My right leg. They must have took more veins out of it than they did the left leg. Gosh, my feet were all black and blue. My legs was black and blue. But they get you up and walk you the next day. Not very far, but they do get you up now.
Other veins in your legs, do they compensate? Does it take over, or are you always going to have a little bit of the deficit there?
Didn't they release that I might have swelling, you know? It just depends. I don't know. I used to get leg cramps at night, and I haven't got any of those lately. So I don't know. That I guess they start up high, they pull it out upwards. Not the case. But I had so many holes in me, I don't know where all they dug in at, Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what all they needed or how much. I know you had, I think you had a bypass, but I wonder how much, because I don't know, how much vein did they have to take out of your legs? In order, and how big of a piece do they run inside or around your heart for the bypass? That seems like they take more than they need, but I don't know.
Well, from what I've seen, they run outside and they grab one of the main valves and hook onto it, or one of the main arteries, and then bypass it over the stopped up portion, Shane. But I talked to a man down at the VA yesterday. And he had it done 10 years ago, and he's 83 years old. So I guess it works, but I can only hope. But, yeah, he was stationed in the Philippines in an area where I was at. It was kind of an honor to talk to him, and his wife was Filipino. Really nice folks. I just went down there to get a blood draw. And, oh, I'm so tired of getting blood draws. It gets old. Well, see, we're within about half a mile of the hospital, so I better let you go. But I don't know how much vein they took, but I'd say it was a pretty good chunk due to the fact that my whole leg was black and blue, so I just don't know the answer to that one. But I do know I seen them do it in the, you can look at it on a YouTube. Isn't that what it is? YouTube. Oh, that thing on TV where everybody goes. And watch them do it there. And they go around the outside of it and jump over the, it's just a shunt, in other words, over the blockage. And he said, one of mine looked like spaghetti, so they couldn't put a stent in it. And I had a triple bypass, so they, I think they might have took two out of the right and one out of the left, if I was to guess. Anyway, get ready to turn in here, Shane. Great to hear you. In 4ZLK, in 0TR.
Talk with it. I'll be thinking about you, and I'm sure it'll be fine. Just take some time to feel better. And you, Bernice, have a good afternoon. Be careful. And I'm not far either, so that worked out. I got to pay attention to where I'm going. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Shane, I'm sorry I had to drop out. Like you said, I did get a phone call, and it's just been one right after another since then.
Not a problem. I have all the time in the world, Terry.
Well, I was down here next to your old home base.
All right, well, let me go. I'm not far, and I got to try to find this place. Good to hear you today. You be careful out there. KR4ACR, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KR4ACR, clear.